Hey, good morning. Today is 9-4. We're going to do one on Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, Sims, S-I-M-S. Jimmy Sims. Let's see. Mr. Sims is a oh, 79, I think. Let's see. I think it is 79. Let me figure it out. Well, he just turned 80. So this is an 80-year-old gentleman with metastatic colon cancer who is no longer on any therapy, chemo, or radiation. He came into there for severe weakness, recurrent falls, decreased energy level, melanotic stool, and hematochezia. Patient continues on Eliquis and Plavix, period. Patient's other morbidities include stage 4 colon cancer, as I mentioned, lymph node involvement, perineal invasion, distant metastasis to liver and bone. Patient has a history of coronary artery disease, COPD, bladder mass, history of DVT, diverticulitis, diverticulosis, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and hypothyroidism, period. Patient has decided no more chemo or radiation therapy at this time due to his severe weakness, and he's been evaluated for hospice. Patient lives with his wife, who's his primary caregiver, period. Most recent lab indicates anemia, of course, with history of GI bleed. CEA of 7.1. Recent CT abdomen and pelvis showed evidence of metastatic cancer. He has refused CT of the brain. He has a total protein of 5.5, albumin of 3.2. He no longer would like to be considered for chemo radiation therapy after much discussion with his wife, given his weakness, his lack of response to treatment, his advanced disease, his progression of the disease despite treatment in the past. The decision has been made between himself, his wife, his oncologist, and his PCP to be placed on hospice. The patient is very much hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.